be ready. Good morning. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance and the prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our God, we thank you for your blessings and your goodness and your love. We ask that you watch over us as we do your work and the public's work. We ask particularly that you watch over those who serve in our armed forces, and we pray for peace. We ask for your forgiveness, and we ask that you keep your spirit in our hearts, in our minds, and in our soul. In all that we do, let us be mindful of your will. In your Son's name that we pray, amen.
Kate, you're up.
All right. What I've got is four replats today. The first one is for Logstone's Ridge. One of the lots there, they'd like to remove five of the drainage easements. And that is in Liberty Township on Hamilton Mason Road. A second here.
All right.
Motion? I'm going to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
The second replat we have today is Brookside Estates in Westchester Township. Adjacent property owners are transferring property between each other.
Move to approve.
Yes. So, I mean, second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Is Ross Estates. There is a small portion of land that needs to be dedicated as public right of way in a lot. It has not been built on yet, so we're making sure that problem is solved before they build on it.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Finally, at Trey Lodge, there has been another house built in Trey Lodge, so they have to come back each time. To have a replat for the actual house and a little bit of the surrounding property to that area in Westchester. Recommend approval to that.
Are these the bubble lots?
Correct, correct. And then, yeah, they have to come back each time and kind of do a whatever, wherever the foundation is,
right,
where they plot as their plot later on.
Bubble lots.
It's a cool concept, though.
Where is that?
It's in Westchester on Hamilton Mason Road.
Okay.
It's kind of actually in the corner of Westchester, Liberty, and Fairfield Townships.
Is that Tree Lodge or?
Yeah, Tree Lodge, yeah.
Or what, Trilliage or whatever?
Yeah, whatever you want to call
Dick,
it.
Dick Morris's?
Dick Morris, yep.
Yeah, you go up there and you don't know.
Different.
Yeah, that's all, so are those houses.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Dick, a long time.
I'd say it's the most unique one in the county. For sure.
I heard about this from Frank Frocky, who does title searches, and he says this is the craziest thing, you know, but it's, mm-hmm. I guess it's a new thing.
Well, he did this across from Baden.
What's the concept?
Which one did he do?
Well, Ram a lot of Baden, it, what he wants to do is keep,
condos.
What he did, he went out with a GPS device.
Oh, they look nice, yeah.
This area right here looks like a good spot for, as an opening in the woods or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he put the GPS device, he said, around this right here, I will sell off this bubble. And so we went around, walked through the woods, and decided which were good sites to build a house. And people purchased those sites.
Okay.
And then you come back and really narrow down the foundation of what you own.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenal development.
Oh yeah, it's, like I said,
it's the whole thing is like art.
What kind of the range of the prices of the homes and stuff?
Oh,
are they half million and up?
Probably,
top end.
Yeah, half million. I think they started off in the 300s, but then when people saw what they were getting, they liked that.
Unless you want doors or windows.
Yeah, yeah.
But
no land.
It's kind of a modified Frank Lloyd Wright, which was actually just rude.
Okay. So. Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
impress you guys knowing there was a bubble last?
Hey, impressed me. He did work so hard. Like,
I don't think he's a test for Brown too much.
That's about
time.
All I do. You were going to test me on anything else. But.
He's ahead of his time.
Next, one of the communications.
Sure. Travel and training, grant salary adjustment to clerk for CSCA, hire court aide for area courts, approve collective bargaining agreement for county engineer teams for Local 100, receive and refer bids for bulk treated sodium chloride, approve and execute encroachment agreements for Dries Francis Manor and Village of Providence, approve equity pay adjustment for 12 employees and 8 job classifications, accept resignation, temporary summer employee, release 1-year maintenance bonds for Fairfield Falls Section A, Indian Creek Trail Section 2, Arby's Extension, Princeton Pike, advertise for bids for analytical services, advertise for bids for mobile recycling trailer, release 1-year maintenance bond for Indian Creek Trail Section 3, approve transfers and appropriations, approve and execute amendment number 1 with contract with Butler County United Way, approve contracts with Hamilton City Schools, Catholic Social Services, and an amendment with Hamilton Living Water Ministries. Under miscellaneous, advertise for bids for a fuel provider, approve reimbursement for, to Dog and Kennel Fund, receive and for bids for integrated land record system, and one that's not listed, if it's okay to add, is approve a lease agreement with the Butler County Children's Services and Abilities First for Children's Services to rent property up in Middletown.
There's no changes or questions, I move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
We buying salt for next winter?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Yeah. Be here before you know it.
Commission have anything?
I don't have any.
No, sir.
Move to approve or to adjourn?
Second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Okay.